Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on a getaway Friday, September the 19th, 2025, 18 minutes past the hour. Last Friday of summer. How about that? Is that a realization? Autumn comes on Sunday or Monday? Monday or Tuesday? I don't know. Depending on where you want it. September 21st, September 22nd. But it definitely comes early next week, which means this is the last Friday of summer. We do have some announcements we want to make here this morning. The Thursday, September 25th, Now with Scott Spears show will be sponsored by the Industrial Channel and will feature Frank Gibson of Manufacturing Career Connections. It will be a full 2 hours, and you're invited to call in the second hour with questions for Frank about workforce development and business development. That's the September 25th edition of this program. Both hours, we will take phone calls this time. Frank Gibson is the guest, and that is sponsored by the Industrial Channel, and we certainly thank them for that. Grand opening of the Family Life Church, our re-grand opening, Sunday, October 26th, services 8:30 a.m., 10 a.m., and 11:30 a.m., again, Sunday, October 26th. Formal ribbon cutting will follow after the 11:30 a.m. service. So there you go. We're excited about those two things. And want to talk this morning. I'm telling you, driving down 95 is becoming very dangerous for a lot of people. I was there this morning right after the accident. The fire engine was actually coming down 95 as I was going down 95. I saw the accident, kept going down, and here came the fire engine. Somebody pulling out of Tim Hortons is what it looked like, and it was an SUV T-boned right there in the center of 95 by a car. I don't know, again, you know, somebody very smartly said earlier in the week that the sun rises in the east at this time of year and sets in the west, and in the morning at that time, cars are coming out of the east because you've got River Valley, you've got kids going to school at Harding on 309, you've got Tri-Rivers, and 95 is already the busiest road in Marion, and I don't know if people can't see, I don't know if people are looking at their cell phone, I don't know what's going on, but another accident on 95, and it looked like a pretty bad one this morning. I hope nobody was injured. This SUV looked like it got T-boned right around the driver's side door as they were pulling out of Tim Hortons. So it's somebody's got to do something. I mean, we've got plenty of lights on 95, but there is an abnormal amount of accidents there. And those are only the ones that I'm seeing between 7 and 8 in the morning. I don't know what's going on the rest of the day. I can't imagine there are no accidents the rest of the day. And if there aren't, it must be because of the sun rising or the higher traffic in the morning because kids are back in school. I don't know what's going on, but it's very dangerous. And I don't remember seeing this. You know, every so often you would see an accident like that about that time in the morning, but I don't know what's been going on as of late. In any event, there it was, and I was sad to see that this morning. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We did our broadcast last night, our live broadcast from the 80th annual Little Brown Jug. I don't know if you got to listen. I hope you did. There was a lot of excitement surrounding that broadcast last night. We were on from about 5:15 until 8 o'clock. The idea is that Roger Houston was going to join us, as he has every year. We usually tape that interview. He's been the voice of the Little Brown Jug for 57 years. And yesterday, he didn't retire, But he gave up calling the jug race after 57 years. So he's only calling a few races every year, and he will not be calling the big jug race. He has passed that on to Jason Setmore. And Jason actually joined us on the broadcast last night, which I thought was great. So we had Roger right after his retirement of calling the jug race after 57 years. We had the new jug announcer who had just called his first jug race, Jason Setmore. And we had a special guest last night join us, which was a lot of fun. I'm going to wait for Matt to come here to talk about that. But did anybody hear the broadcast last night? And if so, what did you think of it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I'll tell you something interesting. We got back to Marion last night. We wrapped up the broadcast about 8 o'clock in Delaware. So we probably got back to Marion 8:30, 8:45, somewhere in that area. And decided we were going to run and get something to eat. Because I really did not eat anything at all yesterday while I was there. Some of the other guys ate a little bit. But I did not eat anything. And so we all decided to go out and have dinner last night when we got back. And everywhere we went on 95 at 8:45, 9 o'clock last night, all the fast food places, which is basically what was open, Little Caesars, you know, the pizza places, they all were packed last night at about 8:45, 9 o'clock. I don't know what was going on. I don't know why people were out so late. It was a school night. It was a work night. It wasn't a holiday. I don't know what was going on last night, but boy, they were packed. On Route 95. And by the way, our good friend Ted Jolliffe called in yesterday, and he said, bet on number four. We did bet on number four in the big jug race, and we did not win. Number four, I think, finished third, but it was fun to do. So we had a lot of fun at the Little Brown Jug, the 80th edition. All right. Did anybody listen to that broadcast, or does anybody have anything to say in general? Feel free to call in this morning. 740-383-9944. Really feel free to call in this morning because Matt, of course, is not here yet because, well, that's a little bit of a normal thing we've had on Friday mornings. But I guess the jug wore him out yesterday. Who knows what he ended up doing last night when it was all over, but certainly not here this morning. But that's the way it goes. So again, 740-383-9944. If you have any thoughts on last night's jug coverage, or do you have any idea why these accidents are popping up on Route 95? It's really something here in Marion to see that many accidents that often in the morning, and somebody should really look into that. I think that's the county. Would be considered the county, but it's a mess. Okay, we had Jeff LaRue on yesterday telling us we all need to conserve water here in the Marion area. I saw that Adam, heard that Adam put that on the news. I'm glad he did. Adam does a good job with that. You know, take 3-minute showers, avoid landscape, irrigation, and washing vehicles. Make sure the dishwasher loads are full, you know, take care of all that. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you had an exciting day, didn't you, Scott?
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
And if my mother was there, she'd have been satisfied because she always bet on the number, not on the horse, you know. And so it did. I didn't hear that during the announcement yesterday that number four was third.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was the horse's name that won the race?
You know, I do not have the book with me. Matt does. When he comes in, we'll have to ask him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he read them off there, and I didn't know if you had a program or not. Did you guys get a program of that 80th event?
We did. We got the programs, and Matt's got those with him.
Oh, good. Well, you got the rundown of every horse and everything that was going on at that time, and do you know offhand how many races they run there prior to the big race?
Yeah, they did 20. Well, including the big race, 20.
Now, that announcer you're speaking of, I was kind of didn't understand that. Did he or didn't he at all announce the little brown jug. The way I took it, he was letting the other fellow do it. He was in the booth with him, but the other fellow was announcing. Is that correct or not?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. What happened was...
I heard all the explanations of it and everything, but he didn't... Sorry, I have to... All these names that's been coming up on the TV and everything, I have a hard time keeping track of them. But the regular announcer, the little brown jug, which you've set up in the booth with him prior the other times you've been down there, is that correct or not?
Yes, Roger Houston.
Yeah, Roger. But this time he did not announce nothing at the jug yesterday. Is that right?
Well, I think he did announce a couple of the races, but not the jug race.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And there was another thing. I thought that was the way it went, but me thinking and everything else, I'm not going to linger here too long because I know you got a pretty big program here today. But, he was, told you he had a little thing there going with him. But did you realize it was going to amount to him retiring like this and not announcing the jug yesterday?
No, I really didn't until...
No little clue of anything like that happening. Yeah, the way I understood when I talked to you, you had no idea at all that that was going to happen. What a surprise to you that was.
Right. The only inkling I had was the conversation you heard us have on Tuesday morning when he was on the show, when I asked him if he was going to retire, and he said we would talk about that on Thursday. I never spoke to him again until he came over last night to do the interview.
Now, the real word he said, he's going to say he's got a tease for you. So what a tease that was that he was there, and you didn't sit in the announcing booth at all yesterday. Is that right?
No, I did not.
You guys, you, Mary Ellen, and Matt were in a log cabin. And
yeah.
Could you maybe explain that a little bit more? Could you see the track at all or anything? There was a flash on Channel 4 or 6. I don't know what it was yesterday afternoon. They showed it. My goodness, they had a lot of pop-up shade tents and stuff around there this year, more than when I used to, and Carol, we used to go down with other couples to the Brown Jug. But they've really elaborated the seating capacity of individuals all around there. You know, like a campsite.
Yeah, well, it's kind of interesting you bring that up. The log cabin, which is where we spend a lot of time every year, even when we went over to the booth, there on one side of the track is the grandstand, where all the people can set up in the grandstand. And then in the center of the track is the broadcast booth. And then on the other side of the track is the log cabin. So yeah, we could see right out the window, right on the front porch, we could see them. We were just on the far side of the track, so we could see the horses running right through the windows.
There was no obstruction at all that you could see every horse going around at the number 1, 2, 3, and 4 turn and coming down the straightaway.
No. We could, if you walked outside, you could. But if you stayed inside and looked out the window, you could see our side of the track. But if you walked outside, you could see. The track is right there, right out the front door, and there's the track.
You were sitting on the side of what? Number, is that like number 2 to 3 or 3 to 4? Or how
it would probably be 3 and 4. 3 and 4 turns.
So, how was the field? I know Matt, you said, knows all that, but I'm not, I was just wondering. You said, I heard on your announcing, you'd done a pretty, all the best job you could do by not being up in a booth, looking down upon the whole track, but you said it was a tight field coming around. Was that tight field in the horses bunched up? Did that stay throughout, or did they string out more and then come up and make some photo finishes, or how did that transpire, if you wouldn't mind let me know about that.
Yeah. No, it was very tight, and that was what was interesting about it. It was tight right up until the end. Normally, in all of those races, some horses tend to fall behind as soon as the race starts or halfway through, and usually somebody tends to pull ahead, maybe the third or second, or third or fourth turn. That race, right up until they ran across, every horse in that jug race, more or less, was probably within 10, 15 feet of each other. I mean, there were no gaps.
Oh, okay. Boy, I guess that was an exciting race. Yeah, in any racing, running and everything, me being an athlete and being in track and stuff, when you get bunched up, some of those races in everything, they get what they call boxed in, and they can't move in or move out because, you're gonna cause some big trouble there for that. Harness racing especially. With that sulky back there, that's something else, you know.
Yeah. So how did we sound last night coming through back here in Marion?
Oh, your audio was great and everything, except Scott. And you know what? You're the master of it all. When you left to go to see about Governor and Matt and Mary Ellen was there. It just was garbled up to pieces and stuff. I don't know what went wrong there. You must have the most powerful mic of the whole people with mics there that day. I know you got some new ones, and I think yours is probably the best of all of them. Is that right?
Well, you know, they're all the same microphone, really.
Well, it sounds like yours more of... You may be so used of having a microphone of all these years in your hand and stuff, to know how to hold that right there, and you can move about or turn about, and you know that moves with you. I know there's got to be a certain way to do it, and it's no trick to it. It's just knowledgeable of announcing, I believe, when you're not in a stationary mic, but a walking mic is a lot different, I imagine.
It is. You got to keep it up close to your mouth. Could you hear Roger and Jason last night when they came over?
Yeah.
Oh, so you heard them okay?
You know what? They both got talking, and they both was kind of excited about what they're talking about, and then they kind of argumentative a little bit here and there, and this and that, and it was hard to follow and comprehend really what was really truthfully going on with that conversation. But they was willing to talk, and boy, did they ever talk. They talk more than anybody you ever have call in, including myself, don't they?
They did, and I'll tell you, especially Jason, who's the new announcer, when I asked him a question, I think he went on for about 10 minutes. So that's good when you're a host, because you want the guests to talk more than you do.
Yeah, but when you're a journalist and kind of wanting to get some questions answered for yourself, you didn't have much cut-in time, did you, Scott?
No, I was worried because they were closing up the log cabin at that point, and I thought, well, how much time are we going to have left here?
Oh, I could just see the feeling, because towards the end, I didn't believe you was anticipating of being there after dark, or when the dark fell upon you. You had no really idea it was going to last that long, did you?
No, I did not think we would go till 8. I wasn't even sure until when I got an inkling yesterday that Roger, well, when I heard that he wasn't calling the last race, I knew something was up. And at that point, I knew that some torch had been passed. So that's when we made contact with Jason and made sure that he would come over. So that kind of extended the program a little bit.
What's the other's name? Well, you know what else I got to say? When you talked to the governor, you exited the cabin and you went over. And I bet in my mind, this is the way I felt about it. I thought you said, you know what? I haven't been up in the booth. That's changed. And the governor's supposed to come and talk with me. And then you thought, by God, I'm going to check this out. Was pretty heavy security for the governor.
I'll tell you, that was interesting. I want to ask you, and I'm going to tell you anything you want to know about it. But could you hear him okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got the... You know what? I'm going to let this out. because I thought it was funny. I had to laugh about it. And like I say, religion and politics, I know a little bit of something, a little bit of both of them, but nothing to really be positive like I do other subjects. I can really speak loud and clear and positive on them. But you know what? I found out who the Democrat and who the Republican was. Did you catch that when you was listening to him talking to Mary Ellen?
I did. Well, it was funny because, to be honest with you, I could the governor is usually there, but he usually just comes in for a quick picture at the end with the horse that wins, and then he leaves. So yesterday. So it's never been, he doesn't do media when he's at the Little Brown Jug. And right now, Governor DeWine has not been doing a whole lot of media. So it's never really a thing when he's there because he just appears, he takes the picture, and then he leaves. Mm-hmm. Well, yesterday, I'm going to say it was probably 2 or 3 in the afternoon. It was pretty late in the day. We got a message that Governor DeWine knew that we were going to be broadcasting, and I think, now that's weird, because I'm not sure if he follows, or his people, I guess it would probably be more his people, follow, you know, maybe the show, or the social media, or whatever it is, but knew that we were going to be broadcasting, and wanted to know where we were going to be, and so we told him, and they said, well, they said, you know, the governor's very busy. He usually just comes in to do the picture, and then he gets right out of here to beat the crowds because he's, you know, the governor. So we can't guarantee anything, but we just wanted to know where you were. And that's really all that happened. So there was no confirmation on anything. So I didn't expect anything. So we sat down to do the broadcast. I didn't know he was coming. And I didn't know even really what the question was all about. You know, maybe just wave or something. And all of a sudden, we were maybe 10 minutes into the broadcast, and there was all this commotion back by the door of the log cabin, and I saw sheriffs walking in, I saw, you know, very well-dressed people in suits walking in, and then lo and behold, not only did here comes Governor DeWine, but here comes Mrs. DeWine, and they walk in. And not only did he come over, but he sat down for about 20 minutes, let me interview him. He was a, you know, like I say, Republican, Democrat, whatever. He was a nice man to do that yesterday.
Yes, he was very nice. He always has been. It seems like he's been about as polite and just as good as what he can do. But he's been had, in his times, had some heavy subjects thrown at him, and he's still handling fairly well, but I like the one about Mary Ellen. He talked and praised her about all her accomplishments in her lifetime, and I mean, pertaining to the what she done, you know. What am I trying to say? But when he said, "Are you still Democrat?"
Yes.
He said, "I'm Democrat." I caught that right there. I thought, "Oh man, that tricky guy." the Republican side going in there and still knocked on the door about the Democrat part. And I thought it was cute, you know.
Well,
it was. Did you get a kick out?
I did. And we'll talk more about this when Matt gets in here, because he got to witness this whole thing. But what was funny to me about the governor, and people would not have seen this, and I don't even know if we talked about it, but when he was coming over, he saw Mary Ellen there, and he gave her the biggest hug when he saw her.
Oh, great, yeah.
Yeah, before he sat down. So, and the first thing he said is, "Oh, it's so good to be with Mary Ellen here." And he said, you know, she won the Triple Crown, local, state, and national.
That was cute, yeah.
Yeah. So he again, aside from, you know, people can like his politics or not, the man is nice, and his people could not have been nicer. They got him there. They were not trying to hurry us up. They let him sit there for 20 minutes. Nobody gave us the hook and said, "Get him off." It just, again, a nice man.
Yeah, that meeting there, right, with you and them, or that was not put on, nothing was there. That was just true man and woman speaking to each other that's been highly rated in the state and in the United States. You know, that was a nice move there.
Right.
Well, I could say that you've done a good job on everything, but there was a surprise to you on a few things, and you handled it well. And I'll catch up with you later.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, I'll tell you, and we'll talk more, because the governor probably became the big part of the program yesterday, because when a sitting governor, you know, 70th governor of Ohio, sitting governor, whether or not you agree with his policies or not, when he walks in the room, and you don't really know if or when he's coming, and didn't know anything about it until maybe a couple hours before the broadcast, it was a big moment. And I certainly did not know he was going to sit down and be on the air with us for 20-plus minutes. Couldn't have been nicer. Nice man. Said a lot of interesting things. And we'll talk more about that as the broadcast goes along. But the phone lines are open. I'm so glad people heard him okay. And it sounds like people heard Roger and Jason okay. See, you know, when you're doing the broadcast, you don't get a chance to hear the broadcast. Now, my understanding is it was coming through okay. I hope it did. And did anybody else listen to the broadcast last night? Did you hear Roger and Jason and the whole gang last night okay from where we were? Go ahead, caller.
I am with you. I don't care what your politics are, but Governor DeWine and Miss Fran are the sweetest people in person.
Oh, couldn't have been nicer.
At the state fair for the past 2 years, my son, he takes honeybees for 4-H, and we've gone to the state fair for his 4-H projects, and Miss Fran does pizza making with the kids, and she teaches them all about, like, how the wheat grows in the field and how the farmers harvest the wheat, and shows them how they used to, like, mill the wheat back, like, in the old days, you know? And then she makes little pizzas with them, and all these kids get to make pizzas and try little homemade pizzas right there with Miss Fran and Governor DeWine. And he's usually standing there taking pictures of the whole thing, and he just adores her. And like you said, they're just the sweetest people.
Well, like I said, when he comes in, of course, when you're the governor and you're at a fair like that, you've got to have an entourage because you've got to be protected. I mean, he's the sitting governor. And
absolutely,
that all came in, but as soon as he got through them and he was able to walk over to the radio position, you know, Fran was standing at the end of the table. His wife was standing at the end of the table. He sat down, and he was right there with Mary Ellen and I. He was not, you know, trying to hurry up and get away. He went on air, which we did not know he was going to do, stayed for at least 20 minutes, answered every question that we asked him, and some were political, and he just could not have been a nicer man. And when he walked in the room, I'll tell you, this says something about the man, because obviously Mary Ellen is a Democrat, he's a Republican, and, you know, they probably don't see eye to eye on everything, but they've known each other a long time. And like I said, and people wouldn't have seen it on the radio, but when he walked in, before he sat down, the first thing he did, and Mary Ellen didn't know he was coming, he just gave her the biggest hug and said, "So good to see you."
Yeah, he's very genuine. And then, you know, if you ask him for a picture, he doesn't seem like he's bothered, and, you know, just, I really love them. I don't, like I said, I don't necessarily agree with the stuff they do, but he is just so sweet. And as far as your wreck this morning on 95, people will just have quit paying attention and can't drive.
Well, the problem is, since this school year started, which would have been, you know, late August, about a month now,
right,
I've seen two wrecks there this week, and I'm only on that road for a short period of time in the morning. I'm only there, you know, usually between maybe 7:15 and 7:45. And when I am seeing wrecks that frequently, there's a problem.
Yeah, I don't know if they need to widen it or what, make more turn lanes or something. I don't know, but I've driven semi, and I've been to all 48 states here in this country. I mean, I know there's 50, but you can't really drive a semi to Hawaii or Alaska. And it's a thing nationwide. Like, I've come off the road for my health, but I've seriously considered not going back out because I have kids to come home to. And even locally, like, get off your phones and just drive and pay attention. Look both ways multiple times and just, it's ridiculous.
Well, it was just,
too much of a rush.
It's just shocking to me because, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm only guessing it's because of the sun, but that car that obviously was hit pulling out of Tim Hortons this morning, I mean, they're T-boned pretty good. And I don't know if there were any injuries there because they T-boned them on the driver's side. I hope not. But, you know, maybe they were looking and trying to make sure no cars were coming. But if you look to the east, it's very difficult. I mean, that particular time of the morning, this time of year between 7 and 8, that sun is so bright on a clear day, it's hard to see if anything's coming from the east.
Yeah, that's when you just need to take more time and sit there a minute longer and not be in such a rush, because the sun's not going anywhere. It's not like we can put up a giant tent or anything, so, you know, just be patient, everyone.
Yeah, but it's just unfortunate that you see that in the morning, and like I say, the accident must have just happened, because as I went down further, here came the fire truck.
That's a day ruiner for sure. I hope they're all right.
Yeah, I hope they're okay, but yeah. No, everything was fun at the Little Brown Jug yesterday. Anything else on your mind this morning?
No, have a good day.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. We always enjoy talking to you, the listening audience. Was anybody else listening to the Little Brown Jug broadcast last night? Started around 5:15. We did get on the air at the correct time, and we were on till about 8 o'clock last night. Again, I just hope it came through clear, and it sounds like it did. We did have people checking it from time to time to make sure we were on the air and everything was coming through clear. And it sounds like people heard the governor okay, which I'm glad to hear about that. And I hope people heard Roger and Jason. Okay. You know, it was Roger Houston yesterday, Roger Houston Day in the state of Ohio yesterday. So I was happy with that. It was a fun day. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 49 minutes past the hour. Have not heard from Matt yet, so we'll see what happens with that. Who knows where he ended up last night, or what alarm did not go off this morning. Remember, be judicious with your water in the Marion area. Because we have only had 3/4 of an inch of water since August the 1st. So until it rains again, we're in some trouble here. And people are going to have to take shorter showers. Don't do laundry until it's full. You got a full load. Same thing with the dishwasher. Go ahead, caller.
Want me to give another little speech about what happened to me yesterday?
Go ahead.
You know the hamburger with the app?
Oh, yes, hamburger, cheeseburger, National Cheeseburger Day.
Yeah, double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And it was 50 cents.
Right.
And I think you mentioned on the show that you had to have the app. Well, you know, when something like that takes place and I hear that, you got to have this and you got to have that. And you know darn well everybody hasn't got this and that. So I thought, you know what? I've always been a very, very... competitive person. I just love competition. And all through my times that if I ever get beat, I like to get beat with the best. So I thought, well, I'm going to see how far I can go with the app. So I went to McDonald's and I said, say, I'd like to have one of those hamburgers. And they said, well, you got to have an app. And I said, well, I said, I'm an older fella. And I said, I don't have that kind of device or anything. I said, would you be able to maybe get around that somehow? And said, no. They said, that's the policy and everything. And I said, boy, I said, I've got a dollar bill here, and I was going to get my wife one and me one and celebrate that anniversary of the double cheeseburger. And so the woman that was talking to me on the, you know, through the window there, I didn't see her, but I could hear her. Another woman come in, and I said, and she said, say, she said, go ahead and pull ahead. And she said, go up to the window, and she said, you'll be taken care of. She said, did you want a drink with that double cheeseburger? And I said, well, I said, have you got a special on the drinks? And she said, yes, we have. It's a 69-cent drink. I said, oh, my goodness, yes. I said, I'll take the 69-cent drink. I said, now, is that like a milkshake or something? Well, I pulled the string right there. And she said, oh, no. She said, that's just a soft drink. And I said, and I had to use the word, oh, you mean a Coca-Cola. And she said, and she paused a little bit, and she said, I haven't heard Coca-Cola for probably all her life. And she said, yeah, 69 cents. And I said, well, on your marquee, I said, oh, no, I said, I'm not paying $3 or $4 and something for that double cheeseburger. She said, you're not going to. She said, come up to the window. She said, your hamburger is free. And I said, oh, it is. I said, my goodness, my wife's going to be so happy. And she said, come up to the window. She said, the reason you're getting it free, we have no button to push to charge that for any other amount than just with the app. And so I got up there. I paid 69 cents for the drink, and she gave me the sandwich, and she said, that's free. She said, I couldn't have anything to show any sales on that. So she said, you have a wonderful day. And I said, honey, you made my day and my wife's day. So that was the thing you got to have an app to get it. So
well, you know what?
Maybe you'd like to hear that.
I did. You know what? I love that because you're as frugal as I am. You'll work them till you get the deal down.
Oh, man, yes. And you know where I was when I went through this procedure?
Where's that?
Right where you get your Coca-Cola, Diet Coca-Cola, that is right out there in your neck of the woods, because I had business to do in that area, and I thought, I'm going down there and test the water on this. And it goes to show you, Scott, of all the people and all the stuff you hear on all the different radios and TVs and stuff, if you work together and communicate together, you can solve the problem, you know?
And there are good people out there.
Amen, brother.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. I'm glad to hear that. That's a good story to hear. It's good to hear a good story. And you know what? I'll tell you, on all these apps, not everybody has them. I said yesterday that, you know, and I thought about it after I said it, you know, the show's not scripted here in the morning because I don't even remember how it came about, but they said you can't listen to this show in the car. And I said, well, you know, come into the 21st century, you can Bluetooth it through your radio in your car if you want to listen to it in the car, because I know a lot of people do that. And then I thought, well, you know, that is true. That's probably a more modern thing, but I don't listen in the car. So, but I never really did listen in the car a whole lot, to be honest with you. I listen to other things in the car, usually, you know, CD. I'm still in the CD era, so obviously I'm not in the 21st century, but you know, not everybody is, and there's nothing wrong with that. Not everybody's got the apps, not everybody's got the smartphones, not everybody's got the Bluetooth capability, but if you have it, you can use it. But if you don't, I don't know that you should be penalized for it, especially when it comes to something like National Cheeseburger Day. So there you are. So I guess the point is here, there are good people out there. We like to hear that. And if you want to listen in your car, you can. But if you don't have the capability, that's okay as well. Listen at home. Listen. You can listen on your television. You can listen on your phone. You can listen on your tablet. You can listen. There's a million ways you can listen to us now. All over the place. 740-383-9944. Your computer, your laptop, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. Getaway Friday, last Friday in summer, 2020. 25. How about that? Autumn comes early next week. Get ready for the leaves and all the fall foliage. Okay, did anybody else hear the Brown Jug broadcast last night? We love hearing that stuff. All right, one of our listeners out there this morning, Mary. Brinley and I listen every morning, the Grandma Bus Run. So there, Mary's listening in her car as well, for people who wonder about that. I appreciate that. And Brinley's great. I know our youngest listener out there, I would imagine. Brinley, hope you're having a great school year, and glad you're still out there listening to the station with Grandma on the Grandma Bus every morning as she takes you on to school. Okay, 740-383-9944. Did anybody listen to the Brown Jug broadcast? And again, hope it came through rather clear. Apparently, there was only one moment of garble. Well, you know what's odd about that now? Here's something interesting. Okay, I got up probably 10 minutes in the broadcast yesterday to go check out some things because I knew there were no breaks in that broadcast. And I left it to Matt and Mary Ellen for about 10 minutes. And actually, one of the things I did during that time was I did check out how the broadcast sounded. And, you know, it did sound a little garbled. And I got a little worried. I thought, well, is this going back to Mary and garbled? So I honestly don't know, because clearly you heard me, and clearly you heard Mary Ellen and Matt when I was on the mic, and clearly you heard the governor, and clearly you heard Roger and Jason, who were on with us last night. So I don't know what the difference was when I was on or when somebody else was on. I guess I don't know. I really don't know what was going on. So, I'm glad you heard it, and I'm glad you heard the guest, which were the important part, you know, Mary Ellen, Governor, Jason, and Roger. But I don't know what happened during that two-minute period that caused a garble. But apparently that was the only part of the broadcast that was garbled up yesterday. Got me. 59 minutes past the hour. We're coming up on a break here, but we're going to come back. We've got much more programming this morning here on WGH Talk. We don't want you to go away. Haven't heard anything at all from Matt yet, so maybe he'll appear in the next 15 minutes. We certainly hope so, because he was there yesterday and can attest to a lot that was going on. We'll be back here on WGH Radio in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the